From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Democratic leaders at the state capitol say they're about to introduce a bill to change how the oil and gas industry is regulated. 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports.
Lawmakers say the legislation will give local governments more control over drilling operations. That includes deciding how far away they must be from schools, homes, and hospitals. Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg says the state's current oil and gas regulations are outdated and don't do enough to protect the public. He spoke at a press conference surrounded by the governor, other lawmakers, and a survivor of the deadly gas explosion in Firestone.
This legislation will empower communities, protect the places we love, and most importantly, keep people safe.
Lawmakers didn't provide all of the specifics about the bill. Both the Colorado Petroleum Council and Colorado Rising, the group behind the unsuccessful ballot initiative to increase oil and gas setbacks, say they won't comment on the bill until they see it. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Amtrak says it will provide $3 million in matching funds to complete a previously awarded infrastructure grant aimed at upgrading and maintaining the Southwest Chief. A joint press release from Colorado's Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett says the funds come from a $50 million appropriation for Amtrak attached to the federal budget aimed at maintenance and safety for long-distance passenger rail lines. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.